not freeze dried. What's the original thing we're trying to explain?
I'm looking for something simpler. What do you think about it?
By telling the story, is it?
By telling the story, yes. That's a good answer to another question. What's that's my point. Sometimes I feel it. I feel it that everybody is turning around. Me, I imagine myself trying to lead a chain of people to somewhere, right? And of course, they don't follow in the line. They come around, some of them turn around, some of them are playful, some of them are too serious and things like that. What counts to me, I believe, somehow deep down, I receive a wave somehow that will tell me what's going on. And sometimes I see you all turning around and following my direction that I'm telling you, go straight forward. But all of you bend differently and go around, and even the question is lost. So, because I try to make a path that from this step, go there, go there, go there, make that clear, and sometimes I see you, you're lost and you're looking at me as I'm crazy. not yet. We're talking about this king, this fellow who thinks that I have to ruin my enemies. And it's not enough to ruin their life. I want to ruin their spirit, their soul. Why? Because they're wrong. I want to save them, right? But we know that that is not correct. How do we know that in the story? I'm coming back to another little bit. Just drop that. I'm back to the story we're reading exactly. This king said something. Said, oh, I believe in Moses, and Moses is correct, and these Christians, they're nonsense. We have to save them. But we know he didn't want to save them. How do we know that?
Because he's trying each group against each other, each group, you know.
Yes, but you missed one point. There is a mistake that I have to tell you to let that child address. There is no one person. In our stories, we have different people. Here, there is a vizier. Means that the one who believes in Moses in you is not your prime minister, is your governor general, okay? But the prime minister is doing this stuff. Prime minister started mutilating himself. This is not for saving. He was planning to make them kill each other. It has nothing to do with letting them know about Moses and talking about religion and that kind of stuff. The king could say that, and you always say that. You're always out there to lead these lost souls. But you have that vizier inside you who is doing the planning, and you're counting on the vizier to do it. Because vizier is the prime minister. Actually, it means minister vizier. That minister is ministering this stuff. How? By killing himself. Yeah. Because somehow a part of you, by killing you, will try to eliminate them. You know how? His technique is doing it. You know how you start with saving the other people? You start with the pity. But the pity slowly will transform to somehow dislike. Then disgust, then hatred is there. Because they don't listen to you. They don't and bow to you. You try to save them, and they are nasty. So you prefer to get rid of them. That's what it is. Bring it down to, not the big political platform, bring it down in your life. When you're jealous, you want to make someone feel miserable, you start with feeling miserable yourself. You invited the misery in for some probability to hurt the other fellow. That's how it works. How do you do that? We know your lab. We know your vazir. How is your prime minister there? Prime minister, remember, is a part of that handmaiden, right? It's a part of your intelligence. Who is he? How is he doing stuff up there, really? Your cleverness. How is it working? Always secretly. Always having something in the back of mind. Being a cheater. Talking about cheating. Is that happening to you? None of you know. You look back at your intelligence. It's a pure, simple drawing that helps give the directions. That's what it does. It's not your muscle. Sorry. That's all. Thank you, ma'am. No, I'm clumsy. Not old. Listen, that minister in you is not the muscle man. We are talking about the one which is the policy maker in you. Policy maker is a minister. It's not that your intelligence, but it's a part of your intelligence, and we are showing you that part of your intelligence. Policy maker. Right?
Scheming. How?
What mean?
Scheme. Mm-hmm. Scheming?
Maybe scheming. Wait, I will explain it. How do you make your policies? You tell me. You don't invent them, do you? No, like a good politician, there are some cliché. What to do here? What to do in this situation? How should you behave in a classroom? You see, you have some cliché in your mind. You know what the problem is? All of these clichés are not in harmony with each other. They are in contrast with each other. With a lot of them is described even negatively. If I ask you, how do you behave in a theater? You will say what you will not do there. What kind of policy is that? Not doing was not my question, but that's the only way you understand it. This vizier of you has a lot of policy pre-made for you, which are the basis of your logic, and each one is based on negating the other one. Because you learned all of them with the challenge of being opposition of the people. If you don't like someone, and that someone says something, you disagree with that. Right? If you hate someone, let's make it more simple. Now they find a serial killer. And in the court, this fellow will stand up and say, listen, people, this is very bad. Nobody should do this. I know a lot of... I wanted to give you a lot of information, not to kill anyone. He will say, shut up, you. Or he's talking the truth. No, you don't care. Because you don't want to hear it from that mouth. Because You already have decided about that God. He is wrong. He is totally wrong, right?